The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. On leaving the synagogue, Jesus entered the house of Simon and Andrew with James and John. Simon's mother-in-law lay sick with fever. They immediately told him about her. He approached and grabbed her hand and held her up. Then the fever left her, and she waited on them. When it was evening, after sunset, they brought to him all who were ill or possessed by demons, and the whole town was gathered at the door. He cured many who were sick of various diseases, and he drove out many demons, not permitting them to speak because they knew him. Rising very early the next dawn, he left and went to a deserted place where he prayed. Simon and those who were with him pursued him, and on finding him said, "Everybody is looking for you." He told them, "Let us go on to the nearest villages, that I may preach there also. For this purpose have I come." So he went into their synagogues, preaching and driving out demons throughout all of Galilee. The Gospel of the Lord.
Dear brothers and sisters, good evening to you all. How are you this evening? Oh, sounds good. You are all sound and well. Good. A certain married couple had many sharp disagreements. Yet, somehow the wife always stayed calm and collected. One day, her husband commented on his wife's restraint. "When I get mad at you," he said, "you never fight back. How do you control your anger?" Then the wife said, "I work it off by cleaning the toilet." The husband asked, "How does that help?" Then the wife said, "I use your toothbrush." Today's scripture readings tells us that we have to follow Jesus not only in our happy times, but also in times of loneliness and even of tragedy. And like Jesus, we must seek ways to reach out with love toward people who are worried, sick, or depressed, or dying. The readings says to us, understand completely Jesus. If you understand Jesus, you will be like Jesus, where everyone can serve to everyone. We know very well that a coin has two sides. So does life. On one side, full of failed dreams and shattered hopes. On the other side, life contains moments of joy, peace, and a sense of purpose. These moments may not come often, but they still keep us plugging along through the challenging days, allowing us to hope against hope that things will turn out better. We always expect our life to be better, and we work on that. The Sunday readings examine both sides of the coin, but leaves us with no doubt about upon which side to base our lives. Suffering is part of our life, and we know very well. In the face of suffering, man is powerless and he tries to find meaning to it. Sufferings often motivate people to seek God, and as they draw closer to Him, they can understand God better. Most of the times, we are sure and we know the sufferings and the pain brings us more closer to God. And we might have had that great experience. Christ has come as the Redeemer and the conqueror of suffering and of death. He does not limit his healing mission to the physical sufferings alone, but seeks to heal the whole person, the inner healing of the person, and the forgiveness of sins is the mission of Jesus. So we have a person who can lift us up from our life struggle. The person is Jesus. And we heard in the first reading how the sufferings made a person to die, to hate God, to be away from God. The sufferings brings many ideas on God. Each one have the different feelings and different sufferings in life. But we need to remember that God has a purpose. In the first reading, the story of Job expresses the typical human problem that bad things happen to good people and the question whether people can serve God selflessly without hope of any reward. We always expect some reward from God or from other people. Otherwise, it will be very hard to serve our God, to love our God. Expectation, something from someone, is human. In all his sufferings, Job did not know what we know, that he was being tested by God to see if he would remain faithful in his service to God. He did not know Satan was challenging God, rewarding his loyalty. He did not know that in the end, God would reward his faithful loyalty, blessing him with more than he had in the beginning. He was a rich man. God provided all the blessings to Job. Everything is there, and everything is gone. So, he is suffering physically. No children, no wife, no friends are listening to him, and God is silent. God is silent. His wife and friends comes to him and says, one of his friends says, Job committed sin. Another one said, Job should repent. The last one said that Job's guilt deserved punishment. And finally, his wife says to him, even his wife questioned his integrity. telling him to curse God so he could die. Why you need to suffer? This is all from God. Curse God and die. Then suffering with this. So everyone, you, friends, wife, that toothbrush wife, they are friends and toothbrush wife are against. Is there. Job just is there. He remained faithful in the service of the Lord. Job said that he has received good things from the hand of God, and why not receive bad things from him? This is unimaginable. Yes, I received every good thing from my God. I enjoyed. Now it is taken back. I too must receive the bad. This is really a wonderful sentence in the Bible. At this point of his journey, there appears to be no end to Job's misery. The nights seem to drag on and on, since he is unable to sleep because of all his pain. So, in this reading, there is a lesson for each and every one of us. No matter what happens in life, we should always think spiritually in order to try to understand the grace of God at work in our lives. We should not curse God as the wife of Job recommended. We should not be judgmental of others, saying that their sufferings are the result of sin. For God alone knows why all things happen to us. Here, we all have a problem. There is no person without problem. Everyone has different problems. But God alone knows why these problems exist in our life. We cannot understand. God can understand. And he will treat us. But there is a time, there is a place where God can take care of us. Maybe on the earth, maybe in heaven. There is a place and time where he can take care of us when we are obedient to him. This is the first reading. Sufferings must not take away from God. Depend on God. So when we come to the gospel, Jesus shows himself as a divine friend who is at work curing the sick people. He is using his human and spiritual energies to bring healing and wholeness into their lives. Jesus was a totally different approach. He was there to serve, to give, to share. He was not a person who looked for power, influence, success, wealth. He is truly God for others. His total life is sacrifice. Total life of Jesus just sacrificed himself for every human being. But what is going on? Even he's dying. People did not come to him out of love, but just to be healed. They had only seen him as a miracle worker. Until Jesus died, until Jesus rose from the dead, even the disciples, the apostles, did not completely believe in Jesus. When they saw Jesus after resurrection, the faith began to grow in them. That's why when Jesus was preaching and doing miracles, the people came running for expecting something. But Jesus' mission indeed has a new purpose, an entirely different objective. He had not come to earth to bring earthly prosperity to any town or country, but to bring spiritual salvation and blessings on all the people. That's why Jesus said, "I have to go to other places to proclaim about the kingdom of God." The knowledge about the kingdom of God must be reached to everyone. Jesus struggled a lot to make people to understand about the kingdom of God and the values of kingdom of God. So today's readings tells us that we have come to realization that in order to remain faithful in the service of the Lord, we must embrace a spiritual mind so that we can understand the things of God. We have learned that no matter how hard life be at times, by the power of the Holy Spirit and a spiritual approach, we can overcome any obstacles in life. As we receive freely from God many blessings, we must give freely to others ourselves, not expecting any worldly things. So, Jesus win over everything through his prayer. Jesus is the best example for prayer. So prayer is essential for everyone and helps us to overcome the darkness of life. Jesus is our teacher, a preacher, healer, and a man of prayer. He himself said, "Knock the door. Knock the door. The door will be open to you." We need to remember. So let us pray to our Lord and God who heals us from spiritual as well as psychological, physical, moral, material, social. And we all need healing from our minds, our memories, and our broken relationships. We need healings for everything. Most of the time we break our life in different ways, in different forms. So we need to heal everything. So, Jesus is our healer. Let us have trust in him. Let us have faith in him. Let us proclaim the kingdom of God, the truth of God to other people. So today we are going to have the pledge day. So in order to increase the faith of Christ to others, to improve the church, to improve the lives of the poor, we need to do something better. So we have the pledge cards. Maybe at the end of Mass, you can take them, and you can bless the church with your blessing.